Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic every day.
Super fantastic.
Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P Pam, known as Already Blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fest. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be deceived. It's blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This black life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, Fantabulous-er Friday, October 11, 2019. Yours truly, Raven 98 here, along with.
All right. Good morning, TNT. It is another Friday. We survived the week. Looking forward to the weekend. All right, Ray. What's going on? Did you put out any blasts?
Let's see.
Nothing.
No
new.
Blast went out. Nothing new.
No blast. All right, guys. Well, that's not a whole lot to tell you in that case. I can tell you this, though. Let me see. Bank's still there. They were there until 11 o'clock last night. Texas was actually scheduled to go home at 5. They stayed to 8 because they thought something was happening last night. So they let them go at 8. The rest of the country stayed till 11. They are back there again today. Still hoping something happens again today. So they're still looking any moment. If not today, throughout the weekend. Iraq is in their second day of mourning because it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So, as I said, I will be absolutely shocked if something happens before Sunday just because of the 3 days of mourning. I will be absolutely shocked. Now, our word is the banks are ready, and I hate to even tell you guys this. Let me see just in case. Well, the banks have been pushed all the way up to the starting line. Let me just say it like that. And it could go at any moment. But there are still some guidelines that are holding them back from going, I think, at this particular moment of time. That will not be there, or some obstacles that will not be there throughout the weekend. So they will have the option of what time to start throughout the weekend is the best way I could probably put it. So we'll wait and see. I do not. For you guys asking me right now, heart, 100%, 99%, what do I really think? I do not think it will happen before 5 o'clock this evening. I do not think it will happen before 5 o'clock Eastern this evening. Now, anytime after that, I think we're fair game. I do know I've had some people go to the bank this morning where parts of the bank that are normally accessible are no longer accessible, where there's tellers telling people there's some exciting things about to happen, where there's tellers telling people there are about to be a bunch of millionaires walking in the doors, all kind of comments as such, and they are excited. There are banks with upgraded security this morning that they did not have yesterday. And again, parts of the banks are accessible and parts are not, that normally are. You cannot get to them because they're being guarded by security today. So, if that doesn't tell you what you want to know, I don't know what else to say. Because I don't have the 800 numbers yet. Because that would be the last thing to say. So with that, let me see. The rates aren't going to be any different. We don't know. They are back. I remember telling you guys, they said when the rates come back up, you'll be able to go. But they said they're bouncing all over the place. They're back up, but they're not stable. They're bouncing all around. Actually, they're not bouncing all around. They're bouncing between $4 and $8. To be exact. So, anyway, let me think. Here's something you guys want to know. Our guy who got the $47 million, I tell you, he bought two vehicles. He was told to come in and get his cash today. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure on the way to the bank as we speak right now. So he is going to get some cash today. That should excite everybody. He will be owning his house debt-free, mortgage-free, loan-free over the weekend. All right. Let me see. Ray, did I forget anything?
Don't believe so.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Everything, huh? Yeah. And we wait. That's what we do. Let's wait and see what happens after 5 o'clock, in my opinion. Nobody told me that. They did tell me something that would make me believe that, and that is we still have to go by bank guidelines. So I say after 5 o'clock. All right. Let's do it.
Okay. New Money 28 says, can you give us a little insight to your Wednesday night tweet concerning the MasterCard CEO? Was this more about the world leaders at large or something more specific?
Nothing to do with the RV, guys. Sometimes information is just information. Sometimes you just want to know who's in charge, how things are coming together, or the bigger picture in things. So if we look at things and we wonder, why was MasterCard in Iraq first, Iran first? I mean, I don't know. Why wouldn't? Why are they working in the Middle East? Why? You know, I started to send you guys another article this morning where MasterCard is pushing to be the pay system for all the hourly workers in the U.S., for all those workers out there who have to go to, what do you call those things, cash advance places, money places to cash their paycheck. MasterCard is now trying to work with Walmart, Target, Starbucks, just a whole list of stores to say, hey, we want to be your pay system to pay anybody who doesn't have a check. Now, is that smart? Yes. For you guys who don't know, I'm going to tell you guys a little secret if you really don't know. Let me think. Let me see. I don't know if I should tell you guys or not. Anyway, there is a, I don't know if you guys know, I always was in the credit card business. So I'll tell you. Debit card business, not credit card business. Debit card business. So I, which I'm proud to say, besides myself and, what's his name? You know what I'm talking about, Ren?
It escapes me right now.
God, I'm looking right at him. You guys, it has his own debit card. It used to.
Russell
anyway,
Simmons?
He's had problems with. Yeah, Russell Simmons. Okay.
Okay.
So Russell Simmons, myself, were the only two black guys in the United States that actually had our own debit card. I mean, he owned this card. I owned my card. So I've been looking at this industry for years as the industry to be in because it's a billion-dollar industry, which any of you guys don't know you can be in. Actually, it costs you a little bit over $400,000 to get involved in it. But the fact that MasterCard is doing it different from what everybody else has historically done. And that is advertised on TV. You guys have seen it. $10 to get your card, everything else. So I'll do my card a little bit different. But they're doing theirs a little bit different because they are going to the employers saying, hey, let us take over your pay system. Let us do this. Let us make it easy for you. And not only will we give them your paycheck, but we'll give them a checking account and give them a, an advance, just like they're doing in Iraq. You see how they're giving advances on those MasterCards? He's bringing it to the U.S. Same thing. Brilliant idea. I mean, these guys are good. But anyway, there's some things you may want to know about, some industries you can get involved in, and just to know what's going on in life and money, and maybe some investment opportunities down the road But you have to know, and you have to be thinking and expanding your mind. That's why I sent that out there to you guys, so you can know there's something else that anybody can get involved in. All they have to do is think. You're all going to have enough money to do a whole bunch of things, but you have to start down that road and start getting the information. That's why I sent that out. Okay. But since we're talking about it, before we even get to it, let me just get this out the way, too, since we're talking about money. So we talked to our committee guy again about the investments, the IMF investments. So while I'm telling you to ask your banker and your wealth manager, can they get you involved in these projects and things, he's telling me the majority of them, and wait, I think he said there was like 12 or 14 entryways into this. But the majority of them are going to be like the platforms I was talking about, by invitation. So you're actually going to have to know somebody, or your wealth manager is going to know somebody to get you involved in them. Most of them are overseas. There are some here in the U.S., but you guys, you do leave your money in your bank account. That was a good thing. He said your money never leaves your bank, but you have to do the documents for your bank to approve it. Well, you approve it, but for your bank to make it happen, and you have to initiate it. So they prefer to deal with international banks because their rules are different than U.S., but they will deal with U.S. banks as long as you pay the fee. So you guys are going to have to do some work here if you want to make this kind of money. Get involved. He did tell me, I mean, of course, I'm going to be in there. This is what I do, and platform is what I do, that I would be able to submit some names of people, some referrals. He's going to give me the documents that need to be filled out or completed prior to, and then we'll submit them. So while I won't be able to get everybody in, I'm sure I will be able to get some people in. And the minimum you need is $5 million to get involved in those type projects, he said. So, and they're global projects. And some of them are short-term, some of them are long-term, some of them are 2 years, 5 years, 10-year projects. But your money never leaves your account. The bank is in charge of it. And you still get paid weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly. Okay. So I wanted to get that out the way.
All right.
So if you want to be considered for that type of project we get through, be sure and contact Ray afterwards. All right. That's good. Look, I just said that because I already started getting texts already. So
I can imagine. Okay.
All right. All right, let's go with next. All right.
Elaine L. says, on exchanging dinar and dong, should we expect 3 zeros to be removed from the 100,000 and 500,000 notes? No. Let's see. Ms. Jackie, on Wednesday's call, Tony said we are going to have to open a bank account and then get an appointment to exchange. How will we know which banks will be exchanging ZIM notes? Will we have to call and find out and then go open the account and then call again to make the appointment? Yeah, we had an interesting conversation about that.
Yeah, Tony didn't say that. Ray said that. I said, I don't think so. But anyway, and I'll tell you guys, we were talking to the guy about that, and I just said, that just don't make sense to me, especially for the people who don't have bank accounts. How are they going to get bank accounts if they already can't get them, but they're going to have all this money? So they prefer you to have one because it makes it easier. It's not going to be a requirement, even though he did tell us that. I said, that doesn't make sense. And he said, you're right. It doesn't make sense. Because sometimes they say things, do things, they don't think them through to me, or they don't, you know. see it all the way through because we're down here involved in it. They're up there just imagining shit or imagining stuff. You know? And we know what's really about to happen when we get ready to go to the bank. So it makes it easier for you. Even if you make your appointment and you want to go to that bank, go in there and tell them what you're doing. Hey, I got an appointment for Thursday at 3 o'clock, so I want to have my account ready. If you do that. If not, believe me, if you show up with, you know, a couple million dollars, they're going to take time to open your account. And that's just going to be on them if you don't already have one. So if you can, great. If not, I wouldn't even give it a second thought. Once the 800 numbers come out, I think we have people in enough banks. We will tell you who is going to be taking the exam. So far, right now, today, the only banks I know of where there are exchange centers told me they've taken the exam is Wells Fargo, and that includes HSBC. I don't know any other bank right now that is taking the exam. And again, our community guy still says it's not going. So, okay.
Okay. Nate O.K. Okay. Nate O.K. says, does the ZIM have an expiration date where it will no longer be accepted?
Not that I know of. So, as I was saying, he's the only one.
Okay.
That says it ain't going to be accepted anywhere. So we'll see.
Red Baron okay. 1 says, Tony, I live in the Detroit area and wish to exchange with Wells Fargo. They don't have any banks here or even close by. Have you heard if Wells Fargo will be able to exchange for us in this location?
I haven't even questioned Detroit because, matter of fact, I didn't know anybody in Detroit had more than $5. But anyway, since you do, I'm sorry. It is funny now. I shouldn't say it was funny. But, man, Detroit is giving away houses. So, you know, it's hard in Detroit. But I'm sure they're going to have sister banks just like they do for everywhere else. You call the 800 number, they'll tell you where to go. And if you got to remember, other states might be in your zone. So you can go to those other states. You're still in your zone and get it done. All right, what's next? I like Detroit.
Sunstar. Okay. Sunstar says, when the dong revalues at the rate of 47 cents and becomes stable after a period of time, do you see the dong maintaining its set value for a year or longer?
Oh, yeah, now, you guys got to remember, you know, I'm not a Forex trader, not a financial advisor or anything else, but being that it is going and this is going to be something new, I would think it would maintain it unless something happens to our global economy, unless everybody goes into recession. I don't see why they would change it and then let it fall down. I mean, the country's producing like everybody else. And they need it in order to meet the goals of the GCR.
All right. All right. Any news you can share from your committee or Treasury contacts, which we did that. Number three, are the banks and the 1-800 call center still on high alert and exchanges at the exchange? Yes. Okay. We covered that in the opening. Let's go to Mountain Bowl. Tony, last call. You stated the holdup was in Reno. If China pushes this on through by inviting us to exchange through HSBC, then will China receive the oil credits?
Okay, first of all, I never said the holdup was in Reno. So you got me confused with somebody, I don't know who. But you never heard those words come out Tony's mouth. Because I always said the holdup was a U.S., period. Nothing about Reno, nothing about China, anything else. China is not in charge of the RV. I don't care what some idiot's been trying to tell you guys. I mean, how many years, months, weeks, and days have you heard and have they posted China demands the U.S. do this? China's going to make Trump do this, or they're going to do it on their own, or China's going to start, and none of it has ever happened because China's not in charge of anything. They're part of it. They got permission from the United States to buy dinar from U.S. citizens, period. That doesn't make them control anything. If they had, all that BS these idiots been telling you for years about China demanding this and doing this and about the elders making sure it happens on this day and that day and would have already been done. So why you guys believe any of that mess is beyond me. So, no. Reno's waiting just like we're waiting. And they're not going until we go. And that was established years ago. And I'll tell you another thing, too, since you got me on it. This Caperoni idiot, or however you say his name, who is still today trying to convince you guys that there's going to be a lop, or that the dinar is not ready to go, or it's going to have to start at 1 cent or 10 cent and float up. I mean, it's just, I don't even know what to say. How can you continuously say that? Continuously, knowing what we know, knowing what the banks have been told, knowing what the Iraqi citizens have been told, knowing what our own government is telling us, that it is still talking about a lop 13 years ago. It's probably the only one. It might be one or two other ones out there. There isn't a lot. The rates are there. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be one-to-one in Iraq, period. Okay, what's next? Sorry. If you guys keep texting me, I'm not going to have time to answer Ray. But go ahead.
Melting
I told
balls.
You guys to text
yes.
Ray, not me. Go ahead.
No, they should do like everybody sure. else is doing, put the questions in the Q&A. And let that be that. Mountain Mole says, have you been given a set time for the public to be allowed to exchange? No.
No, Razor, I do not have a set time for the public to exchange.
Jim and KC says, are there any changes in the contract rates for the currencies? Nope. Let's talk to some live
okay.
people. Let's see what type of questions we get from them.
Alright.
312 area code, you are first on the list.
Hello, Mr. Ray Wren, how are you, sir?
Hello. I am Fantabulous to the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm doing great. And good morning, Tony. How are you doing, sir?
I am super fantastic, young lady. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's a rainy day and I'm in the house. Enjoying
okay.
it, looking out the window at it. Not out there.
Well, the sun is shining here, and it's going to be 80 degrees today, and I'm loving it.
Woo, I'm loving it for you.
Okay.
I'm loving it for you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, it's good to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in a very long time. I'm glad you are doing well, as always. And, a lot of those questions that are being asked, we get on open mic, the big call notes brought in and read. And a lot of those questions are coming from that source. So I don't know how they're confusing that with you. But I heard several of those questions when the notes were brought into open mic and read from the big call. So I don't know how they're confusing that with you. But
me either. I don't know how they're doing that.
And the guy clearly says
God.
These are the big call notes. He yes. clearly says that, so I don't know. But anyway, there was an article that I saw about it says that in Iraq the parliament is monitoring the government and will hold it accountable for reform packages if they are not implemented. Well, if the parliament can do that, how come they haven't done that all this time? If they can do what they can say that they say they can do in this article.
because the parliament is the government. They're monitoring themselves. So, I mean, they're the ones who institute the programs. Now, okay, unless this article is saying they're going to monitor the different provinces and make sure the governors and mayors and their city councils are doing what they're supposed to do. Is actually what that article is saying.
Okay.
All right.
Now,
what they're saying they're doing is, yeah, and that's what they're talking about. Exactly what they promised the demonstrators. Those 10 things that they went through and said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to look at it for 3 weeks. You should see some changes. And then 3 months, you see some changes. We're going to monitor to make sure it is happening, that you're getting jobs, that you're getting paid, that the 100,000 houses are being built, that these people are being prosecuted. And they start naming some of the ministers and stuff this morning who are going to be prosecuted. So to show them that they are, in fact, doing what they said. That's what they want.
Okay. Okay. So do you think they're actually going to do it, or are they just spouting out more stuff?
No, I think they're going to do it, or those 3 days will turn into 6 days, will turn into 16 days, and then it'll be over. So, yes, I do think they're going to do it.
And that will be a good thing as far as what we're all waiting for when they
Absolutely.
Do that. And
well,
yeah. All right.
We're hoping
right.
it happens before
it.
Then. But
right.
This the RV itself, the revaluation, instigation, whatever you guys want to call it, is the fastest way, the most positive way they can show them reform is coming. Everything else
right.
you're just talking about. So to put it to an end, this is what needs to happen fast. Even this morning, I'm talking to my guy over there. He's complaining about they're still not paying us. They're not giving us our money. And they're not giving it to them, understandably. They haven't given their paycheck because they want it to be at the new rate this month.
Mm.
So we'll see.
We will see. Mm-mm. Fingers, toes, eyes, and everything that can cross is crossed.
Okay, man.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate everything that you do always, all the time. Have a blessed day.
Okay.
A great weekend. Bye-bye.
All right.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
865 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your continued insights on what I would hope is going to be our finale Friday for pre-RV stuff. I appreciate, Tony, you're referencing that this is day number two in the three-day period of mourning over there. But I'm curious, how visible is this over there in terms of are they really at a standstill kind of thing, or have they really gone into a somber sort of state? Have your folks even said that? Or is it kind of like over here a lot of times when flags are at half-mast and that sort of thing, life goes on, even though officially it's classed as, you know, day of mourning?
Right. I think life is going on. You know, they're not stopping everything they're doing. And everybody's, you know, going to church for 3 days or having, you know, 3 days of straight funerals or anything like that. 3 days of mourning to them is 3 days of thinking about what just happened and the people just happened and you know, honoring those people the next 3 days. Everybody on their own, different family members, everything, communities. It doesn't mean, you know, that the country stops moving.
And just curious on that. Of course, I always look at it and remembering what the time zone difference is between Iraq when they go out of mourning and what time it is eastern-wise here. So folks should kind of keep that in the back of their minds as they start being vigilant on that. But I appreciate your alerting of, you know, we have maybe a little time to catch our breaths before, you know, you would even think it could happen at this point. I was also curious, I know that you've got a wide variety of sources, both here in the U.S. as well as over in Iraq, but I was curious with the information that you are getting from these sources, how their manner of telling you what's happening, how it's changing now, like now, today, versus, say, a month ago or 2 weeks ago? Are you seeing really kind of, one time I had asked you the similar question of, you know, contained enthusiasm or, you know, again, just business as usual, being fed up, you know, where do they stand right now?
Right now, they're still upset. I mean, as this morning, like I said, they're just doing a whole lot of talking. They're not giving us our money. That's what they're looking for, to see that there's change, because everything else is going to take time. So are they happy, excited? No. They're still upset until they see some money, and they want their back pay. Let me hold on for a second. I got it. Go to this and let me see exactly what it says.
I was hoping those were the 800 numbers that you were going to share with us.
Let me see. I think your phone is doing something to my phone because it won't bring up my text unless you guys just wipe them out. I can't get. Oh, wait, here we go. All right. Man, so y'all were doing something there. Hold on.
Yeah, blame it on my line.
Look, yeah. It says internet backup fully today. Still showing the 21 projects launched by CBI on TV and billboards today. He said, we are still in the second day of mourning for dead from protesters. It lasts until Saturday. No news about currency rates, just talk about projects. CBI has done like digital banking, card payments, e-paying, etc., but still have not gave us our back pay or monthly oil revenue. So,
well, to whomever it is
about.
That gave you that update, our thank you for definitely in real-time response. Appreciate that ever so much. And I would hope that they are going to see the answer to all of their concerns and desires sometime this weekend. And with that, I always add 10 days from whenever this is going to happen. We know that you will tell us that special date where we can be having our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project. That's all in the hopper, and it sounds like it's getting real, real close. And again, have a great Friday, finale Friday, great weekend. Appreciate your insights,
all right. Thank
always. Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend. All right.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. 281 area code. You are on.
Hey, Ray. Tony.
Hey there.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
How are you?
I am fantastic to the nth degree.
Good. Oh, okay. Well, I have a couple of questions. And I know, Tony, you said you couldn't tell us a lot on this one little nugget you gave us earlier when you opened.
But you're going to ask me anyway, huh? Okay, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm not going to ask you that, but I have a question about... There are still some guidelines that's holding them back or whatever. So if that's the case, how are we going to move forward? How could this possibly happen if there's something holding them back, I guess? You know what I'm saying? That doesn't make sense to me, I guess. I mean, if the guidelines that they have to follow is still not all complete or whatever, wouldn't that hold it up a little bit?
Okay, so let me break it down for you, because that's what you want, right? The whole 5 o'clock thing.
No,
yes, you
Tony,
do.
I don't want
you. Oh, you wouldn't ask me. Yes, you do. So,
Tony.
If they're following bank guidelines, the bank says right now, if you go to the bank and you want to exchange your currency, the rate is this on the board. Because that's the rate on Forex, and that's the rate I have to go by. That's what bank guidelines says. But at 5 o'clock, when the market shuts down and there is no Forex rate, this was the last one, but the rate changed, then I can operate because I'm still following the guidelines. and then I can go by whatever is instituted. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know, but it makes sense to me. Since we haven't gone, I know we can go at any moment. I know people have appointments for the day, and somebody's at theirs right now doing what they're doing, and I know the bankers are ready to go, and that's what they're being told. They thought it was going last night. It didn't. Possibility it could go tonight because they don't have that restriction to deal with. Now, I don't know that it's going to go because Iraq's in 3 days of mourning. I wouldn't do it while they're in mourning, but that's just me. I'm a sensitive kind of guy. Everybody else might not care, and it could go off tonight, or it could wait Saturday night till mourning is over, and Sunday we could all be jumping for joy. I don't know. I do know there are people who have appointments for Monday morning.
Okay. Well, that makes more sense. I guess I didn't understand the type of guidelines that you were referring to. You know, I thought it was...
Well, I gave you the biggest hint in the world, but you want to clobber me over the head, whatever, until it all comes out, so okay.
Now, look here. Okay, so that makes more sense. That helps me out. So as far as, I know they still have to give you guys the 1-800 numbers. Do you think there will be any additional procedures or guidelines, or not, I wouldn't say guidelines, or procedures for the exchange that may be coming down the pipe with those 1-800 numbers for us or not?
Look, this is what I think is going to happen. He told us how many numbers there are. He told us how they're going to come out. So I know how we're going to operate already based on the information we got, which is all going to be smooth sailing. After that, it's going to be based on you guys. People start acting crazy. People start calling back to back. People don't understand the guidelines that they have put in place. Then things may change, and then we may have to do follow-up calls. But other than that, there's nothing that has really changed from what we've been telling you guys for the last 10 years.
Okay. Well, I guess we wait and see. Hopefully it'll be after 5 o'clock or whatever. So we'll be ready. All right. Thank you guys for what you do for us. And we'll be looking. Talk to you later.
All right.
Have a good week.
Have a great day. Great
you
weekend.
Too.
Is that me?
That is
that's
you, 347.
No, he didn't say nothing. That's you.
I thought you called me sleeping again. What's going on, Ray? What's going on, Tony? How y'all doing today?
Hey, sir.
All right. How you doing, man?
I can't complain. I've been missing the Sunday rap session. Last Sunday I got on, and I was about to say something when Ray cut off the call. It was a short call, really, Ray. But my question was, 2 Sundays ago, At the end of the call, you made a statement, and I wanted to know if you remember, did that statement have to do with candlesticks and pips? Because you were talking about making crazy money. Was that what you were referring to?
Candlesticks and pips. No,
yes.
I'm trying to remember now what the statement was.
You were talking
about
leverage. Yeah, 2 weeks ago Sunday on a rap session. Tony, you wasn't there unless you wasn't saying nothing.
I'm never there. I'm telling you right now.
So do you remember anything about that? It was the last thing you said about making crazy money. And I mean, other than leverage and going into the second basket, that's what I thought you was trying to allude to, and when I tried to question it on Sunday, the guy before me was the last person to get the question in, so I couldn't ask you. But I was trying to figure out what you was alluding to about making crazy money, other
other than the RV or after the RV, because the only thing after that is watching this thing bounce up and down on Forex.
Hmm.
I mean, immediately,
okay.
Immediately following that. So I just wanted to ask about that. If it wasn't that, then I guess I'll just hold my questions for Sunday if we get together on Sunday and go over some stuff.
Okay.
All right. All right.
So maybe we'll do it Sunday if there's still a need.
All right. Okay. If not, then I guess it'll be a private consortium. I'll send you
all right.
A text.
All right,
all right,
sir.
Have a good day. God bless. Thanks for all you do.
All right.
Ray,
thank you.
All right, Ray. Hold on for a second. Hold on for a second. So, Lola, from time to time, things just slip out. But I'm trying to say this the right way. But so let me just tell you guys this. Lola said my Detroit comment wasn't funny. She wasn't laughing about that. So I don't want her to have hurt feelings. And she might live in Detroit and actually be experiencing what's going on in Detroit. And I've been watching Detroit for years, not because I want to be one of the people to take advantage of what's going on there, because it's a tremendous opportunity for people with money to take advantage and actually probably own that city really cheap. So if you guys do have, no, not do that. But they are truly going through something, which they have been going through since all the automobiles have been shut down there. Everything else, the jobs, lifestyle, everything else. So you're right. It's not funny if you're living there. But it is. I don't know what to say. I like Detroit. I like the football team, basketball team. I really don't never like, but and I do like the people. And I know you guys are going through something similar to what St. Louis is going through, also, and most of the Midwest probably at this time, essentially. So I feel for you. And time to time, it will just slip out. So, sorry. All right. Go ahead, Ray.
Okay. Let's see. 281 area code was next on the list.
Good
KB,
morning. Good afternoon.
It's you.
It's
good
me.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon. How are both of you guys doing?
Fantabulous.
I'm super
fantastic.
How are you?
I'm just great, wonderful. Just waiting for this 5 o'clock to hit so we can speak that it's done today. In Jesus' name. We have no distractions.
Okay, let me clarify. I did not say it was going to happen at 5 o'clock.
Right.
Okay.
But
I'm
it
just
can.
Saying, I don't see it happening before 5 o'clock.
I understand.
Okay.
But
okay.
It can start after 5 o'clock.
Yes, after 5 o'clock. I can see it going at any time.
But look what I said. I said, but we're going to speak that it can happen after 5 o'clock today. So we're going to speak that into existence. I'm
okay.
That kind of person.
Let's do it.
I have a question for you. The young man that is supposed to go in that I've always been asking about and they told him to come in, you know, to get his money. Will you be talking back or speaking back with him?
As soon as we hang up.
Okay. Will you let us know?
Let you know that he got his money, he got his house.
That everything went through clear for him?
Absolutely.
I know you'll send us out a tweet, right?
I certainly will. Say,
that
appointment went great today.
Us. Now, when you say that we know what that means, and that will encourage us. Now, before you all got down to the wire, what, 10, 15 minutes, and they called out the 800 number before, right?
Do it again.
Okay.
Now, I was saying, like, before in the past, you all have gotten to, like, down to the wire 10, 15 minutes, and they've called off putting out the 800 number.
Yes, it has happened.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you feel like if this will happen this time, in your opinion?
Do I feel like they're going to get down to the last 30 minutes and then say, no, we're not going to do it?
In your opinion?
No, if I felt that way, I wouldn't even be telling you they were going to do it.
That's
I think
just,
it's going to go through. I think they're trying to push it through. So far, I know everybody has said yes. They said yes 2 days ago. And I think did I tell you guys that? Oh, no, because I haven't talked to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they said yes 2 days ago. So we've been sitting here for 2 days waiting for the banks to go. So they were giving that's the part of it. I don't know if I want to tell them. Is that right? Yeah, just in case. All right. Yeah, that's right. My bad. Sorry. No, I don't think that's going to happen this time. Let me just answer it like that.
That they will go through with it. Okay.
I think it'll go through. I don't know when, but I think it's going through.
Right, because some are looking for it before now and the 14th, and some are looking for it right after that. Am I correct?
That's right. But I tell you, some people actually have appointments for the 14th.
Correct.
And they've had them since Wednesday.
Okay. Well, with that, we're looking forward to seeing what happens after 5 o'clock today.
There you go.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
All right.
Thank
you all
much.
Have a great afternoon.
Thank
you.
All
right.
You
tell
too.
The husband I'll say hi.
I sure will. He's listening.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
All
bye.
Right. You all have a great afternoon.
All right. You too.
610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony.
Hey,
it's G-Man in GM.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing super fantastic, Tony. And it's another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button. And when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal and rally, so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
All right. Next up is 239. Let me see. Yeah, okay.
Hi.
239 area code.
This is me. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to first say I really liked how CIA said finale Friday. I'm excited mm-hmm. about that, and I appreciate all of your patience and sensitivity in what you do. So now I want to ask you some questions. Some people that I know want the regular rate, whatever it is, so they don't have to sign an NDA, but they want to wait for the rate to go higher. And so what I need to tell them, does that mean that they don't do Forex, should call a bank each day or whenever to ask what the exchange rate is for their foreign currency? Because you'll be done with your
call. They can call the bank and find out whichever bank they prefer or they want to work with, or they can go online to any of the currency converters and look.
What is the one online? It's called
Internet
just
Currency.
Just Google Currency Converters.
Yeah,
currency
a bunch of
converter.
Yeah.
Okay, online. Thank you on that one.
And sometimes you go to the bank sites, they have them on the bank sites themselves.
Okay.
Getting the information about this call?
Well, I give them. I send out the information. I give them the listen call. I give them the call-in call numbers. I give them the website.
Oh, they just won't do it. They just lazy butts.
Yeah.
They want you to do everything.
I know.
Okay.
Okay, what was the other one? Okay, now, a while ago on your calls, it was mentioned about possibly getting a new account for the dinars in case they would be taxed differently.
Yeah.
So is that still?
Years.
Okay, fine.
It's better safe than sorry.
Yes, that's what I have on here, too, to be on the safe side. Does that refer to the dong also or not?
No. We've never been told that. We were only told to separate the dinar. And again,
so we
that
can
was
co-mingle.
Years ago. But
okay.
It's up to you.
Now, you listed the top five banks, and as far as I know, they're Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Chase, Citibank. What is the fifth one?
Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Chase, Citibank. I don't know. It could be Fifth Third Bank. Could be Regions Bank. I think they're top two. Could be, I don't know. Ray got a list of 70 banks here. And at least 60 of them are Tier 1 banks.
Okay.
So.
Let me see what else. I had a few notes.
And you guys can Google Tier 1 banks. And it will give you the whole list and the order
okay.
they are and the amount of money they have, okay?
All right, I'm running that down to your one banks. I happen to be reading on Dinar Recaps from Blue Wolf that he says that there is a gentleman, he didn't want to mention his name, but he really is, who needs a lot of prayers, and he says this gentleman is from Oklahoma. So I figure there's something going on with Oki, and just wanted to bring that up for prayers for Oki.
You know what? I forgot to do that. I actually was going to do it. So years ago, let me see. I don't think he were mine. I don't know. Years ago, I talked to Oki because he's had problems with his lungs for a while, and he was actually going to Mexico to do a medical procedure, which he did because he couldn't get here. I don't know if I was supposed to say that or not. But anyway, I've talked to him since then, and he's been talking. But I did get a message this morning from Tish that somebody was talking to him and that he did need a lung, but hold on, because I might try this once again like I did before. Let me see if I can get him on the phone real quick. Let me see. I like Oki. I've always liked Oki. I'm going to see if he'll answer the phone. So hold on. Got like three different numbers here. So hold on. Okay, guys, Oki is here. He actually said he was listening to the call, but he can't talk a whole lot because he's trying to breathe. Oki, just say hi so they know you're here.
And hi, guys.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Oki.
I sure appreciate all your prayers, you know. I don't need money.
Yes,
I need prayers.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You want to say something to him?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. And, Tony, it's been a long time since I talked to you. I'm glad to hear from you. I've been keeping up 24/7 with the RV situation, and we are certainly on the cusp.
Okay.
I keep waiting, Oki, for you to say the plane has landed.
Well, I'll be glad to say that as soon as it does. And I would think that certainly by next Tuesday it should certainly be a strong possibility, if not a probability.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
That's what we want to hear, right, guys?
That's according to what I'm being told, be it right or wrong, time will tell.
You're right. That's right. It should be over by then.
But sure, good talk. Sure, good talking to you, Tony. I miss it. And when I get to feeling better, I'll call you and we'll talk about cigars or something.
All right. Give me a call. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, thank you much.
All right. Thanks. Bye. All right.
Thank you, Tony, for calling him. That is wonderful. And what a nice surprise for everyone on the call.
Yes, yes. I tried to do it last time. He didn't answer the phone, but I'm glad he said he was listening because as soon as I dialed, he said, hello, Tony. Okay.
That is great.
Yeah, it is good. Okay.
Okay,
all right.
I think that's about it. I also want to thank you for all your investment ideas that you would do because you're not a financial advisor, but...
That's
I like those ideas. So thank you very much,
okay.
And thank you for checking with Oki. How exciting. And thank the two of you.
Yep.
I appreciate all you do.
All right. Thank
you.
Have a good day.
Thanks.
Good
you too.
You.
Right. Wonderful weekend.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Got lucky and picked up a message. Denara Happy's mother's birthday is today. She's on listening.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a
information.
All right, that's who Denar Happy Mother. Happy birthday.
Yes.
All right, hold on, Ray, real quick. He said, yes, I heard that. Okay.
that was the line over there.
Yeah, let me tell you guys this real quick, because somebody asked me to tell them who Oki was. If you guys don't know, when I got started, there was only like, I don't know, two or three gurus out here doing this. I think it was four gurus out here explaining to us what the RV was about and when it was going to happen and everything else. And Oki was one of those original gurus and gave out information and was tracking this. So I got to him. He actually sent me a picture of him in the White House with Bush 43, Bush, whatever. What number is he? 41? The first Bush, senior Bush.
Okay.
So he had a relationship with them and some other people in the White House. So he knows a bunch of people. He's also the one who first told me that they were watching me and listening to me, and that they were talking about me in the Pentagon, and that he introduced me to the first senator that I was talking to about it, and to RNC. So he had a lot of government connections there and brought them there. And actually, I probably wouldn't be here today without all that. Well, a lot of things I probably wouldn't be here today with. So Oki was very instrumental in getting all that set up in the background and why I even started talking to the government, or why they started talking to me, vice versa, and the information. So he is a big part of our history as well. And that's why we all love him, care for him, and continue to talk to him. And for years, we would go back and forth every morning, which I missed that. But as his health started deteriorating, he stopped. But he's still here. And that's the most important part. He's still here. He's still getting the information. And he still sees it's about to happen. So let everybody say thank you to Oki for helping us get started. All right, Greg, let's go.
All right. All right, sir. It's fantabulous, sir. Friday. We're ready to live for the weekend so we can wrap this one up. Perfect ending.
Okay. Well, all right. There you go, guys. We are waiting. Exchanges are still at the bank. We are still hearing it's a go. And actually, the go has been given, but we wait. So whether it's the 3 days of mourning, it's for the market to close, it's for Saturday and Sunday, we don't know. But everybody is there. Everybody is where they're supposed to be in order for you to enjoy this. We're waiting on the 800 numbers. We know we're that close. The system is in place. I think it's going to be a simple thing once we get started. People do have appointments for Monday already, even though the announcement hasn't been made. And we do have somebody getting paid today. I will, in fact, tweet it out when we get it. That it's a go, everything with the way it was supposed to be, and let's be excited. So let's see what happens. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay, we've had some groundbreaking thought that developed during some of our training calls. So I'm going to leave you all with some homework. And if we haven't seen the RV by Sunday, we'll get together on the wrap session and see what you came up with. So the homework assignment is going to be to see what is the difference between an exchange fee and a conversion fee. And where does that fall into what we're doing? I think you're going to like the results. So until then, in the meantime, in between time, let's see what happens while we wait. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe the strength. want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
Blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
This is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
RV's on its way. Everything's completed, there's nothing else to say. It's done, it's finished, the RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
My layaway's expired.
My bills are overdue.
I need to buy some more dinar.
But which one should I choose?
You know, it could be at midnight.
Man, there's hopium in the air.
A blast just hit the screen, guys.
Man, I think we're there.
It's done. It's finished, the RV's on its way. Everything's completed, there's nothing else to say. It's done, it's finished, the RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
There was a glitch in the system.
That's what they say.
The bank screens now are open.
But there's a hold on the race.
They didn't push the button.
But the call centers are all manned.
The rates are going higher.
It's more than we can stand.
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
They say there is a meeting
in Reno and D.C.
There are dignitaries arriving
on plane, land, and seas.
The smart cars are all loaded.
But how could this be?
Lord, we're still waiting for our RV.
It's done. It's finished, the RV's on its way. Everything's completed, there's nothing else to say. It's done, it's finished, the RV's on its way. We're just waiting for the call every day. We are just waiting for the call.
Hello.
To stop conference recording,
yes,
press 1.
Oh, great.
To return to the conference, press star. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We're out of here. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy the weekend.